Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
A few weeks ago, in my time of prayer and meditation, I felt a tug in my heart to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. As I read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, I arrived at verse 13, which reads, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes..." I can't begin to explain to you how those words, "when the day of evil comes," jumped out of the pages of my Bible. It doesn't say, "if the day of evil comes," but "when the day of evil comes." It's on the basis of this verse that I began to think about what the days of evil look like. Hence, I've entitled this message, "Evil Days Ahead." My intent is not to scare you or to send you a doomsday message. Rather, I'm here to alert you about the reality that there are evil days ahead. To begin with, when you think about COVID or post-COVID, the fact that millions of people have died, many of whom have no knowledge of who God is a time of evil. When you look at the post-COVID results of inflation and the reality of millions of people suffering from inflation that is raging all over the world, we know when the time of evil has come. When you look at the war that's raging in Ukraine and against Russia and is escalating with no signs of slowing down, and the crisis that we're having in Asia over Taiwan, there are evil days ahead. Now, the good news is that the Bible has a lot to say about this. We're not the first and we're not the last, certainly, people who will encounter evil days ahead. And the Bible gives us clear things to understand in order to navigate days like these. The Bible tells us that it's relevant. It has relevant information. It has robust information. It has factual information, spiritual information, and even practical information to navigate times like this. Now, to be sure, this message is not about an announcement that the end of the world has come. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20 does not really talk about that. It talks about being strong in the Lord. The giveaway to understanding what Ephesians or the book of Ephesians talks about is in this last chapter of Ephesians. It starts with the words, "finally." Now, in this particular set of verses, Paul is laying out the theme, what he began with. He says, "finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stake your stand against the devil's schemes." Further, it says in verse 12, "for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil." And here it is, our struggle is in the heavenly realms. Now, you will notice as you read the book of Ephesians that the term "in heavenly realms" is mentioned 5 times. This is the 5th time, and there are 4 other times it was mentioned prior to this. The idea of heavenly realms is very important to understand if we are to understand how to live our lives within these evil days ahead. The first time we see the term "in heavenly realms" is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It reads, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." Notice the words, "in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." There's probably not a week that I do not refer to, pray about, or even mention this verse. And you probably have heard me pray this prayer over you when I would say, "be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms." The starting point of being able to navigate evil days ahead is to be conscious about the heavenly realms. The starting point of being conscious about heavenly realms is where we find the second part where the book of Ephesians talks about what it means to be conscious of being in heavenly realms. Jesus rules over the heavenly realms. We find that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. "I pray," and here is Paul praying, "that the eyes of your heart," and this is my prayer for you, "that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." This is Paul praying that the eyes, our eyes, might be opened. To see what? The incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is the same mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him, there it is, at his right hand in the heavenly realms. The second time these words come up, heavenly realms, is in reference to Jesus being raised up and sitting at the right hand of the Father in heavenly realms. The significance of this is very clear in the next verse. "Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but in also the ones to come. It says, far above. The significance of Jesus being seated in heavenly realms is He's far above all of these authorities, demons, powers. And when we understand that, we understand why we can be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. When you get this one truth in your heart, you will have the greatest, be in the greatest position of your life, and you will not just survive, but literally thrive despite the days of evil ahead of us. You'll have a great adventure knowing that you can be conscious of the heavenly realms, and in those heavenly realms, Jesus is already victorious. Our battle is not in the earthly realms, and that's why it is important to understand the consciousness of being in heavenly realms. The third time we see this concept of heavenly realms is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. God raised us up so that we can be seated with Him. When you meditate on this verse and close your eyes and begin to understand the power of this truth, that you can now, within normal days or tough days, that you are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly realms, where He is the ruler and is far above every enemy, every problem, every trouble, every situation that you can find yourself in. Many times, we're not conscious that Jesus is ruling in the heavenly realms and that we ourselves are seated with Him in the heavenly realms. When we're living in evil days, what tends to happen is we just think of it in terms of my personal reality and it can or my local reality. And sometimes when you look at that, you start to think, I don't care about evil days. It's not affecting me. Nobody got COVID in my family. I don't live in Taiwan. I'm not from Ukraine. But the evil days affect us, because our struggle is not just heavenly, it's earthly. Now, we cannot win against the spiritual forces of darkness, against the principalities, against the rulers, and against the devil if we're fighting him in earthly realms. That's why Jesus sits us up in heavenly realms, far above every power and principality, every ruler, and the devil himself. Which brings us to the fourth time that the word heavenly realms is mentioned in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, His intent was now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. His intent, God's plan, was that now and forevermore, whenever evil days come or whenever they come, through the church, and that's you, that's me, and that's the body of Christ, not the building that you go into, you, the church, out of you come the manifold wisdom of God made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. In other words, it talks about this idea of a mission that we have from God Himself. Now, further, it says in verse 11, according to His eternal purpose that is He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is God's eternal purpose, a never-ending purpose over the centuries, despite the evil days that we find ourselves. It also reveals God's eternal purpose and mission for our lives. As we sit in heavenly realms, our job is not just to observe from that position. Our job is to know the manifold wisdom of God and to be able to take that mission, that purpose, and bring it down in earthly realms. In the heavenly realm simply means this: God has displaced the spiritual powers through Jesus Christ, and He replaced them with Jesus. He seated us in heavenly realms, and He wants to accomplish this in us, through us, with us, in the earthly realms. That's the reason why we have a struggle. That's the reason why all of these spiritual forces are reacting, because they've been displaced, and they've been replaced, and now we're seated. And this is crucial to your understanding. When you're conscious of the heavenly realms, when you're conscious of the fact that you're seated in heavenly realms with Christ being in authority over all things, then you will thrive. Then you will not be in fear, but you will be strong despite the fact that you know there are evil days ahead of us. When we think about being conscious of the heavenly realms, it also means that we have an eternal purpose and a mission. Which brings us to the next part of my message. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making most of every opportunity, and here it is, because the days are evil. The point that Paul was saying was not that when the day of evil comes, but the days are evil. In other words, it rectifies this idea that there is one cataclysmic day of evil, but there are days of evil, days of peril, and that days we will face are real. This is the second point that I want to bring up. Be conscious about evil days. Yes, it is true that Jesus rules and reigns in heavenly realms. Yes, it is true that you or I am seated in the heavenly realms. And yet it is true that we have a purpose and a mission from the heavenly realms. And yet in the midst of that, be conscious about the evil days. It is very easy to be unconscious of evil days. When things that you hear in the news do not affect you, for instance, there is a raging issue here in the government about repealing a certain part of the law, 377A. If it doesn't matter to you, then you don't see any reason to watch it. But the truth of the matter is whether whatever you're dealing with, whether that's in Ukraine, in Russia, it affects us in one shape or form because we're all living in this world. Now, to be conscious of evil days is to watch your step. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but wise, making most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Be very careful how you live. Not as unwise, but wise, and making effort with every opportunity that turns that you find. Here's the simple point. The number of baits and traps that the devil has for us are multiplied in days of evil. It could be simple things. A simple trap, a simple act of anger, a simple act of pornography, a simple act of checking out somebody whom you should not be checking out, a simple act of doing something you shouldn't be doing, or a more complex or tricky bait or trap that can lead to more dangerous traps, if not lethal and absolutely dangerous situations. Be conscious about evil days, and the starting point of being conscious about that is while you're seated in heavenly realms, while we can go to Jesus and sit in heavenly realms, watch your steps. Secondly, watch out for the devil's schemes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against what? The devil's schemes. Watching out for the devil's schemes is very important, particularly when evil days are ahead. The word scheme does not necessarily mean a bad thing. For instance, you can have job support schemes, government educational schemes, financial support schemes, or even senior citizen support schemes. A scheme is simply a plan or a program of action that is usually carried out of the ordinary. The important thing to understand about a scheme is not the scheme, but the person behind the scheme, a schemer. Some of you don't realize that when you have a scheme, there's somebody behind that, the author of it. Someone who wants to take away what is valuable to you. I recently talked about cybersecurity experts, and they talked about scammers, which is the modern day version of a schemer. And they told me three simple points. Both men and women can be scammed, and both men and women scam others. The second thing they said is the vast majority of people who get scammed are older people. But the third thing was a very interesting thing when they pointed out the reality is very few people will be scammed, because your privacy is locked, your account is locked, and the only way they can get in is if you let them in. Point being, that's the same way with the devil. The only way the devil's schemes will work against you is if you allow him and you give him permission to deceive you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27 says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. It becomes an opportunity for the schemer, for the devil to work at us when we have little things that we compromise in and allow ourselves to be baited, like anger. Maybe it's envy when we see somebody progressing, or maybe it's pride, or maybe it's even vanity or pornography. Or sometimes it could be simply discouragement, depression, busyness when we get too busy or we become apathetic and say, hey, I don't care about the world, I'm doing fine. Maybe it's about materialism. Or sometimes it can be even success. These are the deceptions of the enemy. These are the schemes of the enemy. It's sad to note that even the New York Times now covers some of the people who have been schemed by the devil. Superstar pastors, a number of them, if you just check the news, that have fallen for the schemes of the devil. We find that among Protestants, evangelicals, charismatics, and even recently, it's been discovered that hundreds and thousands of priests are guilty of molestation. Never before have the number of leaders fallen because we're living in evil days. And when evil days are around, the levels of the schemes of the devil increases. Even more glaring was a recent news article that one of the second largest denomination of churches in America has discovered hundreds of instances of immorality. And hundreds of church leaders have been guilty of perpetrating it. Be conscious about evil days. Watch your steps. Watch out for the devil's schemes. Further, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Now notice what it says. First, watch your steps, watch out for the devil's schemes, and finally, watch out for spiritual forces. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 tells us, our struggle or these spiritual forces are not flesh and blood. In short, what I'm saying is, it's not about your spouse. Some of you think that your problems are your spouse. Some of you children think it's your parents or your classmates or your siblings or the LGBT movement or the government or the Russians or whoever or even my in-laws. The fact of the matter is, the schemes of the devil and the spiritual forces are real and they're not what you think they are. They're not flesh and blood. They're things like greed is a spiritual force. Lust is a spiritual force. Selfishness is a spiritual force. Violence and perversion, controlling spirits, and even spirits that enslave. We need to be careful when we understand that we are not against flesh and blood, but we're against principalities and rulers. Notice what it says. We're against rulers, authorities, against the powers of this dark age, and against spiritual forces. It's interesting while some people look at this and they think that Paul was giving us an encyclopedia of demons, rulers, authorities, powers, and spiritual forces. That's not what Paul was trying to do. Paul was simply making the point, these things are real. These things are around you. They're serious. They're structured. They're eternal creatures and they're there to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. Thus, you need to be conscious about evil days. Watch your steps, watch out for the devil's schemes, and finally, watch out for spiritual forces. My final point is really to be conscious of the resources that we have in order to work things out during these evil days. The first thing we have is the strength of the Lord. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power." When you're going to face evil days that are ahead of us, it is very important that we stay strong. And to be strong, we need to understand something. We can be strong physically, which will not work. We can be strong intellectually, emotionally, relationally, our connections, our resources in terms of friends and relatives, our finances, or even sometimes theological strength is not going to make it in evil days. What you need and what I need is the strength of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 says this, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." There it is. When we draw near to God, He gives strength to us and He increases the power of us who are weak. Even though youth get tired and weary and young men may stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Be conscious of the resources we have in God. The starting point would be the strength of the Lord. The second is the armor of God. And there's two points I just want to quickly make here. The first one, we're going to be tackling this over the next 7 weeks and talk to you about the different resources of the armor of God available to you and me. But right now, I want to make just two simple points. Put on the full armor of God. You can't put something on until you first put something off. And some of us cannot put on the full armor of God because we have so many other things that we put on ourselves as the resources for us to be able to wage war in the evil days ahead of us. Secondly, don't put only the partial armor of God, but the full armor of God, which is really what this series of messages is all about. What are those pieces of armor and how do I put them on and how do I make sure I have all of them to protect me in the evil days ahead? Second thing you have is the armor of God, and finally, the ability to stand together. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground." Now, he's talking about this idea of standing your ground, and the way to do that, it says, is to put on the full armor of God. When you put on the full armor of God, you're able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, the point he's saying here is after you've worn the armor, you have to stand. What he's really referring to is this idea of tetsudo, the turquoise formation that the Roman army used to have. Not just each soldier standing their ground, putting on their armor, but that they stood together in formation. And that way, they're protected from every side. The goal of this message is to tell you there are evil days ahead. In my own opinion, I don't believe it's going to be a bad thing for as long as we struggle not with our own abilities and our strength, but with the strength of God. But as we face evil days ahead, it will be important for us to be conscious about the heavenly realms. That Jesus rules over the heavenly realms, that we are seated with Him in heavenly realms, and that we have an eternal purpose and mission from God from the heavenly realms. To be conscious about evil days ahead. Watch your steps, watch out for the devil's schemes, and thirdly, watch out for spiritual forces. And finally, be conscious. Over the next 4 weeks, 7 weeks, we're going to explain to you how you can maximize the resources that God has given you. The strength of the Lord, be strong in the Lord, the armor of God, and the ability to stand together. At this moment, I want to ask you to join me in a quick proclamation of Jesus, our Savior. Pick up a bread and a cup as you join me in this short word of prayer. Lord, thank you that you're making us conscious that we are seated with you in the heavenly realms and a mission and a purpose for doing the things we do as we struggle with spiritual forces in earthly realms. Make us conscious of evil days, to watch our steps, to see the devil's schemes, and to know that there are spiritual forces around us. Show us the resources we have, your strength, your armor, and the ability to stand together. Well, God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.